Dylan Lauby, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch podcast brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, joined by Cody Carpentier and the Trash Man as we are going over a 2024 one QB mock draft. No super flex, no tight end premium, just old school. We're going to go through a five-round draft here on Sleeper. Couple quick things before we get started. First, if you guys are listening to this on the podcast or on the YouTube feed, just a reminder that we recorded yesterday on Tuesday, a NFL draft preview for fantasy football over on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. You can find that in the app, the SiriusXM app, if you're interested in hearing it. It's a three-hour show with a whole lot of guests. Cody and I had on guys like John Hansen and Bob Harris and Dr. Roto and Jeff Ratcliffe and Andrew Cooper and just a bunch of different guys with their thoughts on a bunch of these rookies. So check that out. Also, if you're listening to this before Friday, you can hear us on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. From 10 a.m. Eastern to noon, we'll have a whole lot more rookie talk. We'll talk NFL draft props, all that stuff. Another quick reminder, you can find all this content at RosterWatch.com. We have our pre-NFL draft rookie rankings that are hopefully going to be up by the end of the week. As soon as Byron gets his running back rankings in, those things are going to be going up. So make sure and check those out. And as always, stay tuned post NFL draft for the updates to the best ball cheat sheet, for the upload of the Dynasty rookie draft cheat sheet, and also the updates to the Dynasty top 250 once we get landing spots for all these rookies. Boys, we ready to do a mock draft? I see the Trash Man swindled us and took the first overall pick. We had to get a little bit of a little bit of space between us here. So I want to pick number two because
I got the third pick.
That's the first pick.
I know, but I picked my place. I claim my place last.
Well, yeah, but see, we need to have a couple of people. We need to have some separation here across. So I wanted number two because I wanted to be able to say, dude, I don't care if I get Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers. I would rather just, you know, take whoever is left there. But Trashman decided that he wanted to go ahead and hop right in front of me. So I decided to drop back to three because I'm basically just as happy there. So we're going to start it out with this. And again, it's on Sleeper, I guess. This isn't against other people, right? This is just against the AI. This is against the computer.
It's against the computer.
All right. Here we go. We have some questions in the chat. Franz, we'll get to you, man. But let's get through this first round. We'll take a break after each round to kind of discuss the round and what's coming up. Here we go, Trash Man. On the clock. What do you got? Pick 101. You go Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison. And then to me, I will be drafting Roma Dunze here with the third. I think that's pretty much chalk. It'll be it could be a little bit different with the first two. After that, team four goes Brock Bowers. Team five goes Caleb Williams. Team six goes Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. Team seven gets Jaden Daniels. So these quarterbacks going off a little bit earlier than I would typically think in a one quarterback league. Cody, you're up now at the 108. I know you're not going to keep the quarterback run going here.
Yeah, I'm not ready to click that quarterback button. Just seeing him go off made me hesitate just a little bit. I think I'm going to stick with wide receiver, though. I'm going to take X Worthy here at eight.
Cody takes Xavier Worthy from Texas. Then at pick nine, we go to Drake May, the quarterback from UNC. Adonai Mitchell, also from Texas, goes at pick 10. Troy Franklin, Oregon, pick 11. And then Jonathan Brooks from Texas. Three Texas Longhorns right here in the first round of this one quarterback 2024 mock rookie draft. Jay Brooks, the first running back off the board. And even in a one quarterback league, man, if you have that pick in the early second, you know, even through the mid second, we'll see how this second round goes. But this is going to be where
if you're a running back needy team, those second round picks are going to be really good for you this year because a bunch of these guys are going to fall. We got Jay Ward in the chat. What's up to you, brother? So good to see you, my friend. Franz, let's get to this question here before we kick off round two. Cody has it paused. Single quarterback start 8, 1.5 PPR. Would you send the 102 for Pittman, 112 and a 2025 first? Probably a later first round pick. Cody, do you have a thought on that one?
Well, I think it's team dependent. Based on that value, I like it.
Giving up neighbors for all that.
Yeah, it's essentially what it is. Is neighbors, and you're getting a 25 first. He's saying it's probably late. So I don't know if that's pick 10. Next year's pretty running back heavy. If my team is prepared to win right now,
I would do it.
And a neighbor's piece could help me push me over the edge, I might keep my pick. But I think I'm looking at building long term in dynasty, and that's three good high end pieces. That 25 first is going to be a nice running back. Hand.
So basically, I mean, is the basic deal here? So the player. So basically, it's the 102, and it's for Pittman, and it's the 112.
Yeah, in half PPR.
And the 112. And then the a 2025 rookie pick.
Yeah.
A 2025 one.
Yeah, but late. So it's going to be like 10, 11, 12.
I'm doing that all day.
I'm going to take Pittman, the rookie pick, and the rookie pick.
Yeah. I mean. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Right. This it's just as I looked at it, it's like, yeah, that's a definite win. So France, thank you for the question. Trash Man, you're back up here at the 201. Trash Man takes Ladd McConkey.
No, I don't.
Okay. So Trash Man takes Trey Benson. So two running backs right off the board there. Ladd McConkey, that hurts. Man, I'm in a tough spot here. Those were the two guys that I was going to take. I'm not interested in. Gosh, this really does stink. I don't think I'm interested in Blake Corum here. Can I go Jalen? This is a tough spot, Cody. A bunch of these guys that were in that kind of
questionable tier running back.
Yeah, just well, it's a little bit questionable at wide receiver too. After Brian Thomas, Worthy, Adonai, I feel like those guys are in their own sort of tier. And then we get down to
guys
who I feel like I can get a little bit later, like, you know, Brendan Rice or Javon Baker or Ricky Pearsall or whatever. But I also feel like this is too early for me to go in on Jalen Wright. But I think Jalen Wright is probably my best choice here. The Jalen Wright from Tennessee, and just hope that he lands at number 56 to the Cowboys. I feel like some of these other wide receivers and some of these guys I like are going to fall. So I'm going to go ahead.
You don't think the Cowboys are going to take a running back with that pick?
They are. They're going to take Jalen Wright, maybe. I said Jalen Wright. I said Jalen Wright, not Jalen Polk. Oh. Okay, so that round went Jalen Wright. After me, it went Blake Corum at the 204. 205 goes Keon Coleman from FSU. Roman Wilson goes to the 206. Xavier Leggett at the 207. Cody at the 208. JJ McCarthy?
It's one QB, second round, late second round. I feel good about McCarthy there. I feel good about Penix there. Penix went two picks later. I feel good about it.
Oh, man, that was my pick.
Yeah.
Braylon Allen goes at the 109, very, very landing spot dependent for him, but, you know, a guy that we certainly like out of Wisconsin.
Y'all still hate Penix?
No, we never hated Penix, no. Trash Man, but Penix, I'm just not as high as Penix on as you are, because I witnessed what was a pretty disappointing Senior Bowl out of the guy. And I know that I'm good and like, but
I've told Alex this the whole time. I told Byron this in the text that he's the player that I'm like most nervous about through the entire process, because we've seen the highs and we've seen the lows in back-to-back games against Texas. They're so high, but you know, he does still have question marks around the injuries. When you do look at in depth, when you're watching the film on the situations. It's like he does hit those three pointers, like everyone points to with Rome and with Polk and with McMillan. And really, when Michigan sat back and made him push underneath it, it really didn't work. And that was the one big thing, is like Texas caused pressure, but really didn't have the back end talent. Michigan caused pressure, but had the back end talent. And as you know, in the NFL, that talent in the back end gets stronger and stronger. So I'm nervous about him, but I believe in him. I believe in him if he lands in a Minnesota type of a situation where he's just, you know, he's got a good old line and he's filled with talent on the outside. I believe in him, but I'm nervous. I do think that there's a world where
the Patriots or Raiders
dead in the water. I believe if he goes to Minnesota, there's a chance that we get 80% of what Stroud gave us this year. I believe that wholeheartedly.
If he goes to, I mean, if he gets Justin Jefferson, here's the thing. We've seen what Penix looks like whenever he has, you know, numerous high-end wide receiver weapons at his disposal. And it is an air show, man. It's drone strike after drone strike. But we have to remember, man, that was the Joe Moore award-winning offensive line last year. I was just watching them today. And, you know, I know that, you know, the center Parker Brailsford, a little bit undersized and stuff. But he actually played really well. Fatanu, he'll be gone. Or is it? I always get him mixed up. Fatanu and Fuwaga. It's Fatanu for them, right?
Yeah. Fatanu's from Washington. Yeah.
Number 55. Yeah. Look, they had a really good offensive line. Cody, you'd be able to say better than me. We haven't got our offensive line rankings, but is it looking like Minnesota is going to be any better as far as the O-line than they were last year?
They are, yeah. So Fatanu, I think, is in the shoot to go to Minnesota as well in that 23rd overall pick. But, yeah, overall, the Vikings offensive line should be better.
Okay. If you can rattle Penix, I think that's the fact that he was sacked so very few, what was it, 6 sacks of Penix last season, something like that. You know, I'd like to see what it's like whenever teams can consistently get home against him. You saw that juxtaposition in the college football playoffs with how, you know, Michigan didn't necessarily sack Penix all the time, but they would hit him. They would get him on the ground, whereas Texas just would pressure him. He could avoid it. And you saw what happened in that game. So, I don't know. Feels a little bit early to me to take McCarthy and Penix and stuff like that. They're in the second round. But that being said, I can't say that I love, you know, my draft so far, having to feel like I reached on Jalen Wright. Man, I think one thing that I've learned here is after the 202, I don't like the 203 in one quarterback. After McConkey, I don't like it. After Brooks, Benson, and McConkey, I don't like it. Do you know what? It might be after the 201 because I don't really like taking Franklin this early either. It might be the 201.
Do you think the quarterbacks go as early in most drafts, though?
Maybe not. I don't think so. So it could be even earlier than that, where I start feeling a little bit icky about my second round pick. It could be the whole second round I don't feel as good about. Because I would say in this one, I would think that Benson and McConkey would go in this one before guys like May and Jaden Daniels. Maybe not Jaden Daniels. It feels like people kind of fall in love with
his one QB for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, May rush the football quite a bit in college too.
Yeah. Yeah. And Lord knows he'll have the draft capital. And if he's as good as the team that drafts him hopes he is, he'll be a mainstay on your roster for years. All right. Let's start this next round.
All right. I think the early run of quarterbacks has made me nervous.
Uh oh.
You don't have to. All right, take one. Okay, so Trashman goes Bo Nix. That's fine with me. Then it goes Bucky Irving. Wait, where's Pearsall? Is he not available? Okay, yeah. So I'm going Ricky Pearsall here. I have him as wide receiver 8 overall. There's another guy who I could maybe think about taking here, but I'm hoping he falls to the next round, and I'm not going to say who he is. But Ricky Pearsall, I think he could go as early as that second round pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. We talked yesterday to Mike Dempsey about that, and he said it's definitely a possibility. The Jaguars actually at number, is it pick 17? Yeah, at pick 17, as far as DraftKings on the DraftKings Sportsbook says, 17.5 is the over-under for draft position for both Brian Thomas Jr. and Adonai Mitchell, making me think that the books think that they could go wide receiver overall. Dempsey thinks it'll probably be cornerback. But he thinks wide receiver is the second most likely, defensive line slash edge the third most likely. So let's go Pearsall here. I think him going to the Jags would be a really, really good spot for him. And they do seem to like him based on that the whole pro day narrative where they didn't send the GM and the coach once they figured out that he was not going to be running routes. So we'll go Pearsall. After Pearsall, we go Jalen Polk, who I would have been fine taking.
Damn it.
204. Audric Estime from Notre Dame goes to the 205. Will Shipley at the 206, which hurts Cody. Devontae Walker at the 207, which does not hurt Cody. Cody gets his guy, Javon Baker from UCF, who, gosh, he was one that I was hoping might fall, but I knew that he wouldn't. A bunch of these guys I was hoping to fall, then I knew that might wouldn't. Malachi Corley goes next. Ray Davis from Kentucky goes to the 210. Brendan Rice, who was my sneaky one, I was hoping I could get here in the fourth round at the 211. And then Jalen McMillan, the slot monster out of Washington. Again, you know, whether you consider him the third piece or the second piece on that offense, a Keenan Allen light type of player, just an excellent value here at the end of the third. I would have loved to take him. At the 302, at the 402 myself, but I'm not going to have the ability to. Now that we get to the fourth round, guys, things are getting a little bit more a little more trashy.
I just wanted to say one thing is that I actually debated taking Shipley at 2-8, but I've done a few of these mocks, and Shipley's been falling to the mid-third, so I think that's going to be one that I'm going to be playing around with. I think Pearsall also is in question. When we're looking post NFL draft, Pearsall and Shipley and maybe Malachi Corley, if the draft capital does sustain the projected draft capital for the NFL draft, those three guys should all be in the conversation to be round two picks, especially when you even question the McCarthy, the Penix thing. Who knows what happens with Jatavion Sanders' draft capital. I just think Shipley and Pearsall are two guys that are 100% going to be jumped up into round two after the NFL draft is over.
Yeah, man. So, hey – shout out to me, Pearsall in the third. I love it. Right. Trash man, here's 401.
Legacy pick.
Frank Gore Jr. Okay, so Trash Man takes Frank Gore Jr., his Shrine Game darling. Spencer Rattler goes at the 402, leaving me to – I mean, here what I'm looking at here is, man, I want to come out of a lot of these rookie drafts with Isaiah Davis from South Dakota State. I really do. I feel like he's going to go somewhere and be he's going to be a real sneaky guy. And I want to get him the same way that we were getting James Robinson in these last couple rounds of his rookie draft. I was thinking he'd fall to the fifth round, but I'm looking at the queue here and he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players up now. He's probably not going to get back to me.
Yeah. He's definitely going to get back to you.
I got to take Isaiah Davis right now from South Dakota State. The jackrabbit, the all-around pat, just incredible hands, man. Big hands, big dude, big heavy dude, good vision, plows through the hole, fast enough to get to the edge, going to be a good pro. I'm going to take Isaiah Davis here and hope he falls somewhere where we can get something going, at least in the rookie year, that gives us some hope moving forward. Off the board goes Luke McCaffrey from Rice, Jacob Cowing from Arizona, and who, gosh, he got a little bit hurt at the Senior Bowl, but, man, watching back some of this Arizona stuff this week, Cowing is a
– sick.
I mean
– who's sick?
Really, like, he's got so much Josh Downs to his game. That's a good pick here. Cody gets swindled by his guy, Jaheim Bell, going here at the 406. Who did we have behind him? Was that Jace McClellan from Alabama goes at the 407? Cody gets Dylan Lauby from New Hampshire at the 408, which is that's sort of my sneaky. If Isaiah Davis wasn't there, I would have gone with Dylan Lauby. His name is pronounced differently from broadcast to broadcast, and I didn't ask him at the combine. I'd like to ask these guys their pronunciations. We should probably get that straight before we get to Detroit for the draft stuff. Cody Schrader next from Mizzou. Johnny Wilson, the tight end slash wide receiver, question mark there at the 410. Theo Johnson from Penn State at the 211, the big tight end who I really love and was hoping maybe I could round out my draft with here in the fifth round. And then Jermaine Burton at the 412, who, gosh, man, if you watched them this last year, made a ton of big plays. Cody, do you worry at all about the off-field stuff with him? There's all the rumors swirling about Jermaine Burton off-field stuff. I haven't looked too much into kind of what it is or whatever. I don't want to make any allegations or anything, but it feels like people are super worried about this.
When there's question marks around the reason you left Georgia, and I, again, have not done that deep digging because I don't – I mean, when there's any question marks, I just kind of push it aside and say, yeah, that's kind of like a red flag, right? But if there's question marks around you leaving Georgia,
scouts who told us there were red flags.
And then you go to Bama and there's still like baggage surrounding you. Like, I think the guy's a stud. I think he could be a really good football player. I just am nervous about the longevity of him staying on a roster. That's more so what that becomes.
High level talent. I mean, that could be a really, really good pick there at the fourth round, at the very termination of the fourth round going into the fifth. All right, Trashman, your last pick here in the fifth. What do you got going here?
All right, do I go for Sinop, or Washington, another Shrine Bowl favorite? I'm going to go with
– Are you going with Ben – oh, hold on. Was Ben Sinop at the Shrine Bowl?
No, Washington.
Oh, Taj Washington from USC, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Both Washingtons were actually at the Shrine
Bowl. Hold on. Are you talking about Malik Washington or Taj?
Malik Washington.
Oh gosh. I would have taken him. I thought you were taking Taj.
He was the other guy in my queue too.
Oh man. Okay. So he would have never got around to you, Cody. Gosh, this leaves me in a weird spot. Do you know what, dude? Look, it's a one quarterback league. I've waited this long. I don't like any of these guys that are left. I've already taken two running backs, two wide receivers. I'm fifth round. I'm going all in with Bazooka Joe. All in, Bazooka Joe Milton. Hey, what if he turns into something?
You like him more as a prospect than Jordan Travis?
There's more upside there.
I mean, he's got such a big arm. He's so fast. I mean, I view them as pretty similar. I think that Jordan Travis, if he didn't have the injury, probably a little bit more pro ready. But man, Bazooka Joe. Hey, Cody, like you always said, all in on Bazooka Joe.
I don't know if I was the one that said that, but some people think all in on Bazooka Joe is the way to go.
Dude, here's the thing about Joe Milton from Tennessee. Cannon of an arm, fast as can be, elite athlete. At the 503, I am all in on Bazooka Joe.